Good afternoon. The main weather feature on the map is a large upper-level storm over the Canadian Maritimes, which is parked in place for the time being. We'll continue that brisk northwesterly wind flow again today, at times gusting over 20 miles per hour, keeping cooler than usual temperatures in place. In fact, some moisture rotating around this system may push a few showers past the Canadian border and into extreme northern New York and central and northern Vermont. Even a passing shower or two is possible over the Mohawk Valley and Greater Capital District into the afternoon hours. To the south, more in the way of sunshine in the southern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England. Still some clouds will mix in, and it'll still be a bit brisk, but high temperatures in these locations will be in the lower to middle 70s. To the north of I-90, with more cloud cover, especially across the higher terrain, will stay in the middle and upper 60s. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight. It'll be dry, with temperatures back into the 40s and lower 50s. As that trough of low pressure lifts out of the Maritimes, high pressure will slowly build in tomorrow. We'll still maintain a bit of a northwesterly breeze, but with more sunshine across the area mixed with a few clouds, highs will get into the middle 70s. That high will crest over top of us on Wednesday with mostly sunny skies and highs to just about 80. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a disturbance sliding through the Great Lakes and into our region. This will push more clouds our way on Thursday, and perhaps a couple of scattered showers. This system looks like it's going to shear off to our south, leaving most of the region dry into the day on Friday. But with the cloud cover mixed with some sunshine on Thursday and Friday, we'll be back into the upper 70s for afternoon highs. If we can kick this system out of here fast enough, we'll rebound with a nice weekend, but if it gets locked in along the coast, we'll be back into the 70s with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday. More sunshine will lead to temperatures in the 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms over portions of the central high plains. With early afternoon dew points around 60 across the central high plains and the mid-50s farther to the north, along with upslope flow, the air mass is expected to be at least moderately unstable with little or no convective inhibition. As a result, convective initiation is expected across the northern and central high plains by the early part of the afternoon. Vertical shear of around 40 to 50 knots is anticipated and will be supportive of a supercell mode with the initial development. All severe hazards will be possible with this initial development, including very large hail and even a few tornadoes. A local maximum in the tornado threat will likely exist from the Denver metro area eastward into the adjacent high plains, where backed surface winds and localized enhancement of energy are anticipated. Another local maximum in tornado threat may exist near the surface low in eastern Montana. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 105 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 70s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds, breezy in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 56. The record high, 94, set in 1892, and the record low, 38, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy today with passing showers and highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy today with a passing shower and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the lower 70s. partly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, breezy today with the risk of a passing shower and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, still a bit breezy but more sunshine mixed with some clouds and a bit milder in the mid-70s, mostly sunny near 80 on Wednesday. Chance of a shower Thursday in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with highs in the upper 70s to right around 80 through the weekend. For WAMC, I am News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.